Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a two-way tie for first place, Peter. Kerry O'Connor and Brian Babylon, they both have 3 points. Paula Poundstone has 2.
All right, Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Just a year into his tenure, this week, William Daley resigned his position as blank.
White House Chief of Staff.
Right. In a 23-page legal document, the Justice Department determined this week that blank's recess appointment was legal.
Obama's... yes.
Yeah, the ones that he made. The Iranian government called in the UN to condemn the assassination of a blank in Iran this week.
The nuclear scientist.
Yes, on Wednesday, the Internal Revenue Service announced that this year, people have until April 17th to blank.
File taxes.
Right. A man in Australia thought his car had been stolen, but when police investigated, they realized blank.
It hadn't been stolen.
That the car had rolled down a hill and parked itself in the neighbor's garage.
Oh, wow.
Tropicana is being sued for false advertising for claiming that their pure premium blank is 100% pure and natural.
Orange juice.
Yes. The makers of Skechers sneakers announced that in their Super Bowl ad this year, Kim Kardashian is being replaced by a blank.
By a dirigible.
No, by a French bulldog. A performance of the New York Philharmonic was halted for 3 minutes or more because blank.
Somebody's cell phone was going off.
Yes, indeed. This man's iPhone went off right during the final movement of Gustav Mahler's 9th Symphony, and conductor Alan Gilbert just stopped the orchestra, turned, and stared at him, while other audience members booed. Gilbert said, "You have a phone. Fine, we'll wait." Interestingly, in the original performance of the symphony in 1910, Mahler himself was conducting, and he stopped the show to berate an audience member who would not stop telegraphing. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula has 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Paula has taken the lead.
All right. So, we flipped a coin. Kiri has elected to go second. Here we go. In a statement released on Thursday, the blank said that the recent videotape of Marines won't damage their talks with the U.S.
The Taliban?
Right. Because the search engine will incorporate personal information and results, the FTC may investigate blank for privacy violations.
Google.
Yes. Police in Wisconsin made headlines for arresting a man named blank.
James Bond.
No. Bizao doodoo zobippy bop bop bop. Militant gay rights groups, People of Color, and Van Jones are among the people that blank is blaming for his recent absence from MSNBC.
Pat Buchanan.
Yes. Republicans expressed outrage after a new book detailed a 2009 Halloween party at the blank that had Johnny Depp and Chewbacca on the guest list.
White House?
Yes. Hockey player Dustin Penner of the Los Angeles Kings injured his back blanking.
It had to do with pancakes.
Yes, he ate a stack of pancakes. Penner has managed to survive countless body checks and vicious hits into the boards, but he was no match for a delicious stack of pancakes at breakfast. He says at future breakfasts he will wear full pads and a pancake helmet. Carl, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
Kiri had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Kiri has taken the lead.
All right. Well done, Kiri. How many, then, does Brian need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, Brian. Here we go. Fill in the blank. This week, Iranian authorities sentenced a former American Marine to death because they say he's a blank.
A spy.
Right. Last Sunday, people gathered in Tucson, Arizona to mark the anniversary of the shooting of blank, among others.
Gabby Gifford?
Right. Whole Foods has been forced to recall a product called Rip Roarin' Crab Soup for failing to list blank as an ingredient.
Crabs?
Yes. On Thursday morning, First Lady Michelle Obama opened a new blank account.
Banking?
No, Twitter. Police announced this week that they'd found no new evidence that foul play was involved in the 1981 death of actress blank.
Natalie Wood.
Yes, a Florida defendant in court on drug charges did not do himself any favors when he appeared before the judge wearing blank.
Tutu.
A jacket emblazoned with a recipe for crack cocaine. Sweatshirt featured a step-by-step cartoon recipe for just how to cook crack, but the defendant's lawyer claimed it was just freedom of expression, not a recipe to cook crack. Well, everyone in the courtroom wondered why it couldn't be both. The defendant explained that the crack sweatshirt was a gift from his mother who, you know, saw it and thought of him. Oh, my son likes crack. He'll like that. It's like, that's the problem. It gets around that you're a crack addict and all your presents are crack, you know? Yeah. Carl, did Brian do well enough to win?
He needed at least 6 correct answers to tie, but Brian had just 4 correct answers. So with 15 points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Done like an editor. Well done. In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what Hostess will do to save their company. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Esurance, an Allstate company, offering mobile apps and 24/7 help online or over the phone. Learn more at esurance.com. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs and their innovations to solve the world's most pressing problems at skoll.org. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, and Delicious Snack Cake. Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Jessica McLeod. Today we say goodbye to our intern, Hannah Withers. We thank her for her hard work, her sense of humor, and her willingness to tackle the news stories too disgusting for the rest of us. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac here at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth.